In this life, we have trouble and problems. Everyone does. But even more so, Christian people live here as if we don't belong. And we don't. That's what Peter means in the epistle reading when he calls Christians sojourners and exiles. Or as a different translation states it, we are strangers and aliens in this world. Because this isn't our true and everlasting home, we don't fit in here, and we grow weary. We are weak, we weep and mourn, and we are filled with grief. But the Holy Scriptures teach us that our troubles and problems as Christians will not last forever. Christ was incarnated, lived, suffered, died, and was resurrected from the dead to bring about a great reversal for us, his people. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." First of all, Jesus was telling his disciples about his death and burial when they would not see him. Then they would see him again after his resurrection. They had sorrow when he died, but they rejoiced in seeing him resurrected in his body. The reversal happened from sorrow to joy. In the second place, and more broadly speaking, we have grief as Christ's people in this life, because we cannot see Jesus with our natural eyes. We long to see him face to face, and sometimes it feels like he is not with us. When we go through difficult times, we weep and mourn and are filled with grief. But we will see Jesus with our own eyes, in our own resurrection, in our own bodies on the last day, and we will be filled with joy for all eternity. The reversal will happen from grief and sorrow to gladness and joy. Yet even now, our grief can turn to joy because by faith we have in our souls Christ's forgiveness of our sins paid for by his death on the cross and eternal life by the power of his resurrection from the dead. Through God's word and the holy sacraments, we already now have forgiveness and eternal life by faith in Christ. The reversal continues to happen in us, from our sin to his righteousness, from eternal death to eternal life. We have this new life now in our souls by faith in Christ, and in our resurrection on the last day, we will have new life, eternal life, immortal and imperishable life in our glorified bodies. That is the ultimate goal of Christ's resurrection, the greatest reversal of all. In the Old Testament reading, Isaiah describes the reversal for God's people. About the Lord, Isaiah says, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength." To put it another way, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. For us in the New Testament, hope is almost always a reference to the hope of our own resurrection to eternal life. What is more, Isaiah seems to describe what our glorified bodies will be able to do when he says, "They shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint." In heaven, after our bodies are resurrected, we will be able to walk as far as we want and not get tired. Some among us will walk for the first time in a long time, or even for the first time ever. We will be able to run and run and run continually and never be out of breath or exhausted. And probably the greatest wonder of all, our bodies will be able to fly and soar like the eagles high above the earth. Our bodies will be like Jesus' glorified body, for we will see him face to face and live with him in the heavenly presence of the Holy Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever without end. Amen.